Episodes of force projection in different forms were the big attention getters in the news this week. Sarah Matusik continues to report from Minneapolis after feeding yesterday's Monitor story on fallout from the fatal ICE shooting there. Watch for more from her and others next week. And on our Why We Wrote This podcast, Howard LaFranchi talks about last weekend's U.S. action in Venezuela and about how he brings important context to happenings throughout the hemisphere. Here's an excerpt from the episode. Howard describes his approach to getting set to travel on assignment.
I must admit, as I was preparing my first story on January 3rd, I had that reporter's itch, I wish I could be on the ground in Caracas.
Do you have a go bag by any chance?
I do not, although I pack much differently now from the early days, certainly of covering Latin America. A little anecdote. So my first overseas reporting job was in Paris. That involved a lot of press conferences at the Elysee or getting up to Brussels for NATO meetings. So there was a lot of suits and ties involved. And then I get to Latin America, and my first reporting trip to Cuba, had a meeting with one of the deputy foreign ministers. He greets me in his guayabera, and I was wearing a sport jacket. And so at the end of our meeting, he said, "Oh, and Howard, next time, lose the jacket, okay?" But you pack differently for each assignment.
Howard also writes our lead story today. Let's get right to it. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast for Saturday, January 10th. Our next daily podcast will be on Tuesday, January 13th. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news briefs and reported stories. Now, today's Monitor stories. President Donald Trump's withdrawal from dozens of global organizations, many focused on climate issues and human rights, was swiftly condemned by U.S. allies. One power that increasingly has stepped into the leadership breach is China. Howard LaFranchi reports from Washington for The Monitor. Two cases examine whether the Constitution's guarantee of equal protection under the law extends to transgender people competing in single-sex sports. Exclusion, athletes say, denies them rights and benefits. But states say laws prevent unfair competition. Henry Gass and Sophie Hills report for The Monitor. While traditional male hierarchies persist in some Latino Christian churches in the United States, more women are emerging into leadership roles. In this installment of our occasional series on women of faith, a pastor explains how she remains grounded in her love of God and in the community. Sophie Hills reports for The Monitor. English sports and the fandom around soccer in particular have long had a rowdy reputation. That's ebbed in recent years, but nowhere so clearly as with the rise of women's sports, which are proving both popular and successful. Contributor Curry Engel reports from London for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas and Ian Case.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.